He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the August 4th, what is it, Tuesday already, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's see. We've got a pretty flat start to the market here today. You got the S&P up 60 cents right now. That's right, 60 cents, which works out to 3 basis points, 0.03%. But that does drop the S&P below 2,100. We're at 2,099.34. Last week I was talking about support levels for the markets, and I said, you know, the S&P, as long as it remains above 2,000, we're okay. We're at 2,099. The Dow is up, boy, what is that, 26 cents? Okay, 17,598. I also said, as long as the Dow remains above 17,000, we're okay. I think we're in the midst of a 3 to 5% correction. And I always amazed at the folks that write to me and say, is this the correction that we've been waiting for? Who waits for a correction? I don't sit around waiting for a correction. But, you know, look, there's some investors that are on pins and needles constantly. The NASDAQ is up 5 points. Hey, that's okay. That's 10 basis points. We're at 5,120. Crude oil, which got whacked again on Monday. You know, I wrote a big article in my newsletter over the weekend about the impact that crude oil is having on the economy, that crude oil is having on the jobs market, and that crude oil is having on the earnings for the S&P 500. You can get that newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Gold, 1091. The euro, 109.7, and the 10-year yield, 2.18. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, there's been some things that have ganged up on the market here recently. But as of last Friday when I wrote my newsletter and sent it out Saturday afternoon, once again for the 6th year and 18th week, I said that the bull market remains intact. And I also reported my earnings estimates for S&P 500 for this year and for S&P 500 for next year, because therein, in my book, lies the key to whether or not this bull can continue. And there's been people, folks, all along the way for the last 6 years, almost 7 years now, saying, no, there's no way that this bull can continue. In fact, they've been bearish the whole way. The whole journey while the market has tripled. Well, I remain bullish for now, and my focus right now is watching these earnings reports that are coming in on a daily basis, because that causes adjustments to my numbers, aggregate numbers for the S&P 500, aggregate numbers for this year, aggregate numbers for next year. As long as that trend line of earnings can continue to slope upwards, and earnings can continue to grow in corporate America and those S&P 500 companies, then the bull market can continue. But back in 2007, where were you in 2007 when earnings topped out in America? They receded in 2008 from the prior year, and then the bear market hit in 2009. There is a very distinct and strong correlation between earnings and the track that the market takes. There's a very distinct and strong correlation between earnings and the track that individual stocks take, that indexes take, etc., etc., etc. Earnings is the fuel thrown on the fire of the market that keeps it burning. And when it slows down to a flicker, and then when somebody throws water on the fire, it's over. And a new recession has begun, and a new bear market has begun. So let's just see. We've had a slew of earnings. We're going to get another 100 S&P 500 companies reporting this week. Let's just see how we're doing this week. Insight. INCY. Now that's one we own in our moderate risk profile. They beat earnings by 16 cents. Stock up a couple bucks here after that earnings report. Archer Daniels Midland, a flower stock, not a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. They missed earnings by 6 cents, but they guided higher going forward. That bodes well for 2016. And Archer Daniels up about $1.20 here. Coach, another stock I don't own. They beat earnings by 2 cents. It's up a couple of bucks. Hey, so far so good, 3 for 3. CVS, which has just been on a tear. CVS is our first disappointment. They beat earnings by a couple pennies, but they guided lower. Someone asked me last week, he said, how can companies beat earnings and then the stock sells off? Because there's more to it than earnings. There's also top line sales, and there's also guidance for next year. Obviously, a company can come in and beat their earnings estimates for this quarter and then say, but hey, wait a minute, you know, next year, instead of making $2 per share, we're only going to make about $1.85. So there's an example of beating their earnings estimates, but guiding lower. Stocks trade on future expectations. CVS, big disappointment today. Zoetis, ZTS, which I believe was spun off from Abbott Labs. They beat earnings up about $1 today. Sprint, does anybody have their phone contract with Sprint? I don't know. Sprint is now a $3.53 stock, but they did beat earnings estimates, or they lost less money than they were expected to lose. That's the real story. It's funny how they said we beat earnings. Well, instead of losing 6 cents, you only lost 4 cents. Okay, I guess that's beating earnings. But Sprint is up a little bit here today. Let's see, Regeneron. Oh, now there's a big holding of mine. Oh, look at that. Now that makes my day right there. Regeneron, a big holding at Gunderson Capital Management, one of the best biotechs in America. You say, but biotechs don't make money, Mr. Gunderson. Regeneron has been growing their earnings by 121% per year for the last 5 years. And this quarter that they just reported, their earnings are up 102%. And guess what? The stock is up $49 per share today. That's right, breaking out to the upside. Maybe that would be a good one to feature today. We can talk about what makes it a best stock now. Kellogg. Well, not a stock I own, but Kellogg reports earnings that are about in line. Stock up about 28 cents right now. Mallinckrodt, a stock that I sold a couple of weeks ago, a St. Louis-based company which develops generic and branded drugs. There's another disappointment, and I'm glad I sold the stock. The stock down about $9 per share here this morning. Beazer Homes, how's the home building market doing? Not so good at Beazer. Beazer beats earnings by 3 cents, stock down $1, down about 5 or 6%. Let's see, one more, Tenet Healthcare, THC. I'm going to put my envelope to the head like Johnny Carson used to do. I'm going to guess it beat earnings because it's in the medical sector. Yes, they beat earnings up 67 cents. What else do we have here? Apple continues to sink. I sold apples before earnings. The first place trouble at a company shows up is in the chart of the company. I just keep it simple. I look at 1 year charts. And that's all I do is say to myself, self, is this stock going up? Is this stock going sideways? Is this stock looking like it's going to roll over? Or is this stock in a nasty downtrend like a lot of the commodity stocks? I don't buy stocks that are in nasty downtrends. I like stocks that are breaking out of sideways trends into uptrends. And I especially do not like stocks that have topped out, have been going sideways, and are beginning to roll over. Apple had that look to me about 2-3 weeks ago. And Apple is now rolling over. And it's taking its suppliers with them. I also sold my Skyworks several weeks ago. Because the first place that trouble shows up in a company is in their stock chart. Stock charts also are looking at the future. And they're trading off future expectations. And they've been saying for quite some time that maybe Apple, better days are behind it for now until they come up with another home run. If they've still got one in the bat, we'll see. Skyworks also rolling over. Apple, I continue to not like that chart whatsoever. I have no position in Apple. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the U.S. stock market continues to be the best place in the world to be invested. It continues to be the best asset class to be in. And, of course, there are sectors within the U.S. market that are better than others. And one that I continue to like is that biotech and pharmaceutical sector. And one of the stocks that I currently own in the conservative growth profile, it's a $62 billion company. I have featured it many times here on my show. In fact, the last time I featured it was back on March 18th of this year, about, 4 months ago, when I featured Regeneron last. Regeneron is out of Tarrytown, New York. Regeneron's main drug is Eylea, which helps stop the onslaught of macular degeneration, which puts a lot of people into nursing homes. So obviously any drug that can help out with this situation is a blockbuster drug. But they have many other drugs in their pipeline. They do it at Regeneron, but their main emphasis has been on eye diseases. Inflammatory diseases and cancer. This is now a $62 billion market cap company. And we've talked about how slow the U.S. economy has been growing. 2-3% coming out of that deep recession. It should be a lot better than that, but it hasn't been. But it continues to creep along. But having said that, there's a lot of areas within the U.S. economy and within the U.S. markets that are growing a lot faster than 2-3%. Regeneron would be an excellent example. In fact, one of the best examples that I can find of a large cap stock with hyper growth. Over the last 5 years, Regeneron has been growing their earnings by 121% per year. That's triple-digit growth. What did we say IBM was growing at? IBM's growing by about 3 or 4% per year. Regeneron, 121% per year. Now, you know, I've said there's a big correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. While Regeneron has been growing their earnings by 120% per year over the last 5 years, the stock has been moving at a clip of 86% per year. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. In fact, over the last 10 years, I actually had a client tell me about this stock probably 7 or 8 years ago. I should have just stopped everything, put everything into Regeneron and let it ride. Over the last 10 years, Regeneron has been growing by 49.5. That's the stock. That's just the stock going up 49.5% per year, while the market is at 5.4% per year. This, again, is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It gets a performance grade of A+. Over the last 5 years, Regeneron, like I said, has been moving up at a pace of 85.8% per year. Over the last 3 years, 60% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's up 62%. And the market's up 9.3%. They should call this Alpha Regeneron because it has been delivering some serious alpha for quite some time here in the market and to its happy investors. Now, what about the valuation here? Well, Regeneron is expected to make next year $13.66. And of course, that's before today's big earnings beat. So I gotta believe that that $13.66 is probably going to go higher. It's probably going to be somewhere north of $14 per share in earnings next year. Regeneron is expected to continue to grow by about 21% per year. They do need some new drugs to come out. Eylea is not exactly a new, fresh drug. It's been around for a while. But they do have other things in their pipeline. They have a lot of cash on hand. They could probably purchase some of these smaller biotechs with other drug candidates, etc. But having said that, if I take the earnings estimates of 1366 and carry that out over the next 5 years at 21% per year, and then put a multiple on those earnings, I get a target price of $886. Let's call it $900 with this earnings beat today. The stock is currently trading at $595 per share. Now, along the way, I've owned Regeneron off and on for the last 7 or 8 years. When they go through a bad spell, like Apple is going through now, I get rid of it. And when it breaks out again, starts moving, chugging to new highs, I get back into Regeneron. I got back into Degeneron fairly recently, and I'm happy I did. It's having a big day here. One of the better performers in the entire market, if not, well, it's the biggest price gainer today, not percentage gainer, but the biggest price gainer. In my Best Stocks Now app, you will find at the current time that the leading indexes, the leading asset classes in the world continue to be U.S. stocks. You will find that the leading sectors in the market continue to be pharmaceuticals and biotech. And you will find that when you look within that sector, that Regeneron continues to be one of the top-ranked stocks. In fact, right now, out of 4,145 stocks, Regeneron comes in at number 213. And with this big move here today and with earnings more than likely going higher, I will more than likely be revising my target price higher. And I think the stock's continuing to be one of the top stocks in the entire market. Now, you can go back on the app. You can go back to March 18th and click on it and watch the last time I featured this stock. You can go back to October of 2014 and watch. Go back to September of 2014. You could go back to February of 2014. You can go back to February of 2013. The history here at Gunderson Capital Management, I've probably featured Regeneron. It's one of the most featured stocks here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And it continues to be a best stock now. So it's your choice. You know, you can look at your portfolio and you could say, am I in the leading asset classes? Am I in the leading sectors? Am I in the leading stocks, the best ones now? Or am I in the bottom of the pile, the worst asset classes now? The master limited partnerships in oil, not doing so good right now. The oil drillers, not doing so good right now. Anything involving commodities, etc., not doing so good right now. It's better, in my opinion, to be in the things that are doing good things now. The best ones now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the earnings parade that continues here on Wall Street. And overall, you know, in my newsletter over the weekend, I adjusted my earnings estimates for next year. Not by much, just a tiny little bit lower. So far, this earnings season is about going as expected, I think is the best way to sum it up. There's been a few disappointments, but I think there's been more surprises than there have been disappointments. And all in all, it's coming in about as expected. And as we look ahead to 2016, I haven't seen any companies really saying, "Wow, we think that the economy is coming to an end here, and we do not see good things ahead." That hasn't been the case. So we continue to squeeze as much juice out of this orange, this big giant Valencia orange that has been growing since 2009. And when we've wrung the last bit of juice out of it and it starts to dry up and it starts to recede, then we'll do something else in the market. We'll make money, we'll attempt to make money in inverse funds, if that's where we have to go. We'll just have to see. But right now, the market remains in bull mode, which it's been in for 6 years and 18 weeks. We talked a little bit about the chart of Apple. I warned about it several weeks ago when I sold it before their earnings report. I didn't like what I saw. And that's one of the big reasons that I am a chart watcher. Anybody that works here at my firm will know if they come in my office during office hour, during business or during market hours, they'll see me with three screens looking at charts of everything that I own and everything that I'm looking at. I look at bellwether stocks to get a flavor for them. Maybe some of the technology bellwether stocks, some of the oil and gas bellwether stocks. I look at indexes around the world. It just gives me an overall picture of the health of the market, or the lack of health thereof. And it was the chart about four weeks ago that I looked at and said, you know what, I don't like it. Now, is that always correct? No, not always. I didn't like the way that T-Mobile looked either. And I sold my T-Mobile. It looked like it was rolling over. I did not like it. And I was wrong. T-Mobile, instead of rolling over, took off to the upside. But more often than not, when things start to when things start to not go so good at a company, the first place it shows up is in that chart of the company. Because these big institutions, they keep their finger on the pulse of the company. They know what the channel looks like. They know what international sales look like. They know whether they're laying off or they're hiring. And these big institutions, when they start moving around, they're like the elephant in the bathtub. When Fidelity says, let's lower our stake in Apple, there's ripples that go through the market, and those ripples can be seen. They show up as volume. They show up as distribution. They show up as stocks rolling over. Or conversely, if a T. Rowe Price says, let's raise our exposure to Regeneron, that also shows up. So that's why the third leg of the stool that I stand on here at Gunderson Capital Management is looking at stock charts. And a lot of guys and gals out there will say phooey on that. Fundamentals tell me everything I need to know. I like fundamentals too. I also look at fundamentals every day. And I also look at relative strength and performance. That's the third stool. I like to stand on a nice sturdy stool. If I'm relying on valuation alone, then I'm not looking at the relative strength and I'm not looking at the chart. If I'm relying on the chart alone, I'm not looking at the fundamentals or nor am I looking at the relative strength. So, you know, I just like to look at as many things as I can. Everybody in the market does things differently. And that's how I do things. All right, let's take a look at another sector here that's really on fire right now. The insurance sector. You know, over the years, I've seen the insurance sector when it was red hot before, and right now it's red hot once again. The insurance sector, not all stocks within the insurance sector are working, but one that I own that's working really nicely right now, I have some big gains in it so far, is AmTrust Financial Services, AFSI, out of New York, New York. This is a $5.8 billion mid-cap company, which is kind of a sweet spot in the market this year. AmTrust Financial offers workers' compensation, specialty property and casualty, specialty risk, and extended warranty insurance. And it's been a nice little company. It was a $4 stock in 2008. It's now a $71 stock. They've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 27% per year. which is a lot better than other companies in this same group. And insurance companies also kind of like a rising interest rate environment. You know, there must be a lot of money to be made in insurance stocks. Take a look at Berkshire Hathaway, which is one of the big insurance companies in the world. Yes, they own See's Chocolates. Yes, they own Dairy Queen. Yes, they own other things. But Geico and other insurance parts are a large part of Mr. Buffett's business. Trust Financial, AFSI, I currently deem to be a best stock now, and here's why. Over the last 5 years, this simple company has produced results for its shareholders at the rate of 46% per year, while the market's 13.4. Over the last 3 years, 45%. Well, the market's been going at 14.7, and over the last 12 months, AFSI is up 65%, while the market's up just 9. Again, this is one of the better performing stocks in the entire market. It passes that first leg. If I'm going to stand on this nice sturdy stool here in my office, the first leg is relative strength. It gets an A-minus grade in my system. Let's take a look at the Investor's Business Daily system. On a scale of 1 to 99, AFSI is a 94. All right, we could stop right there. And in fact, Can Slim, the method of momentum investing, pretty much does stop right there. It doesn't really take into account the valuation, the P-E ratio, the future potential growth of the company. I like to look at valuation also. Let's take a look at where we're at right now on the valuation of AFSI. It's expected to continue to grow their earnings by 15% per year over the next 5 years. It's currently trading at 11.6 times forward earnings. That's a big discount to the market, which is trading at about 15.5 times forward earnings. And it's a big discount to its expected growth rate, which is 15%. So it has one of those desirable PEG ratios of under 1, and it's had it for a long time. Ever since I bought it, it's been a PEG ratio of under 1. I think I'm up about 25% or something like that on the stock so far in the moderate risk profile. It passes the second test. Number one, relative strength, momentum, performance. Tells me there's something going on good there. Probably got a good management team. They're growing the business, and the stock's growing alongside of it. But how much am I paying for it? PEG ratio under one, forward PE well under the market, current PE ratio of just 12, low double digits. Lastly, is that all-important stock chart. You could take a look for yourself at the one-year stock chart, which I do every day, and I ask myself, is it going sideways? Is it going down? Is it topping out? Is it going up? And there's only one answer to that question. This is a stock that's been going up for quite some time and continues to maintain a very healthy stock chart. When we add it all together, into all the formulas that I've put into my app, this thing comes in at number 111 out of 4,145 stocks in my database, and it is a stock that I currently own. I featured it back in June of this year, I featured it back in February of this year, and I'm featuring it again today. AFSI, not a recommendation by any means, but it's a good teaching example of what I look for personally in a stock. It's not easy to get all those planets in alignment, but they are right now, and it is one that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I had CNBC on in the background the other day, and I saw a commercial for Schwab's new offering. And in fact, the computer, the robot, does the talking in the commercial. So we're moving this to a whole nother level here. The computer, I don't think it, I might have had a name. Hello, I'm Bob. I'm your intelligent asset allocator. I'm going to be in charge of your portfolio going forward. I use intelligent artificial intelligence to determine how to invest your retirement money, how to invest your IRA money, your rollover IRA money. And once your money's here at Schwab, I'll take over investing for you. And if you have any questions, you know, I guess you can call the computer. Look, in my book, there's just some things that can't be automated. A computer doesn't really know the direction that the Fed is going. A computer doesn't really know what's happening in Greece. A computer doesn't really know what's happening in Latin America. I guess you can enter in all of these formulas. But in the end, it's very hard. In my book, it's a big plus to have boots on the ground, people that have been in the business for a long time, looking at different things, selling Apple before they report their earnings because the chart looks bad. I mean, anybody can make a computer-generated model. All right, you're 45 years old. We're going to put you 45% into the stock market. And history tells me that you ought to have 20% in the foreign markets. No. Not right now. I don't want any money in the foreign markets, especially the emerging markets. History tells me that you should have about 40% in the bond market. Not right now. I think interest rates are headed higher going forward. I think interest rates have bottomed. And I don't want to be in a bond market when interest rates are going up. And, Mr. Computer, when earnings start to fade on this S&P 500 and when GDP starts to contract and America enters into another recession because everything is cyclical, I might not want to have anything in the stock market at that time, Mr. Computer. Oh, no, the computer will argue with you. Here's what the science says. Science said the earth was flat at one time. But do I really want an automated program running and managing my portfolio? This is the fastest growing segment of my industry. Talk about the stupefying of my industry. Talk about the dumbing down of my industry. Here, we don't even want a guy in there, an investment advisor or a money manager running things. We want a computer running things. We want to automate everything so we can just sit back and collect your fees from the work that the computer does on your portfolio. I think it's one of the worst trends that I've seen in a long time. You know, 7-8 years ago, I wrote, here's a disturbing trend in my newsletter. I wrote, here's the game that's going on right now, and this is not going to end up good. Loans are being made to folks who can't afford to pay those loans back, who have poor credit quality, who are just speculating, and then those loans are being packaged up into these nice little neat investment products that are now being sold by Wall Street to folks all across America and all across the world that are seeking better yields in a low yield environment. And I wrote in my newsletter that this is not going to end up good. In fact, it nearly brought our financial system to a halt. And I do not like this trend whatsoever that I'm seeing, the dumbing down, the automatically driven car. Just sit back and enjoy. Well, I'm not going to enjoy when the car that's not automatically driven slams into the back of me and I don't see it coming in the rearview mirror and dodge into the other lane to get out of the way, which I've done on occasion. It almost happened to me on 15 one time. I swerved over. I saw a car. I said, he's not going to stop. I moved over. I don't know if the automatic car would have seen all that. But anyways, I personally, there is no way I would turn over my portfolio to a robot or a computer to manage my money. There is absolutely no way. I don't like the trend. It's one of the fastest growing trends in America. You're going to continue to see commercials. They're probably buying Super Bowl commercials now and World Series commercials. Turn over your money to the robots. No thanks. Well, if you'd like to talk to a real human being, in fact, a whole floor, not a whole floor, but we've got quite a few people working here, you can talk to a real human being. And real human beings manage your money, and we try to take into account all of the outside forces out there in the world that are occurring every day and changing every day, changing by the moment. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. I had somebody accuse me. I called and there was nobody there to answer my questions. Now, that's just not true. I sit here all day long with my cell phone by my side. If anybody needs to get through to me, I mean, I can't stop for everything. I am managing money during the market, but if somebody needs to get through to me, they can get through to me. They can write me an email. They can text message me. So don't accuse us of not answering your questions. We try to do everything we can possibly do to provide superior service. If you've got an app that's not working, we walk you through it. If you've got a newsletter that you can't find, we walk you through it. I send them out every single Saturday, come rain or shine. If you can't find it in your inbox, then there's some kind of issue on your end. But we'll work your way through it. We'll figure out what's going on. That's how we try to roll here at Gunderson Capital Management. And by the way, if you want to see our style of investing, pretty transparent here, you can get my newsletter, which I put my heart and soul into every single Friday and Saturday. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.